Yo, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Jay Schwo. What's up, everybody? What's good? Been like 2 weeks since you heard your boy. So, well, nothing's motherfucking changed at all. I'll tell you right now. Only thing that's changed is I'm more tired, less motivated, less inspired. Waking up later. Not writing my goals. Not writing my to-do list. What's going on, baby? I didn't want to do the podcast because I didn't want to face the music. But I had to do it. Had to talk to my peoples. Talk to myself. So what happened, is every year around my birthday, I get really emotional. I get really messed up and I get really down. I don't know why. It's always been like that. I never do nothing right around my birthday. I've been getting lazy. I'm doing amazing in the gym. Doing all right on my diet. Not gonna front. Some days, you know, I'm playing with it a little bit, but most of the time, I'm on point. That's the easy part. That's what I like to do. Now the hard part. Is not pressing that snooze button. Not getting my breakfast from McDonald's. You know, I don't get nothing bad from McDonald's. I get oatmeal. But every day I'm spending $2.14 on that oatmeal. If I do that every day, Monday to Friday on work days, spending $11. You know what that is? $11? Bro, that's like an hour of work after taxes. You know? I don't make that much money, baby. These muscles don't get paid that much yet. They'll get paid soon, but not yet. You know, I'm fucking up. I'm not gonna front. But that's why I'm here. You guys are my therapist today. I'll stop talking like that. What's up? I'm not gonna lie, guys. I'm fucking up. So, I'm not doing bad compared to the average person. I'm doing bad for myself. It's just hitting the snooze button. I'm like laying in the bed 20 minutes before I gotta leave the house. So I just get up really fast, wash my face, take my vitamins, run out the house, go get my oatmeal from McDonald's. Then drink my protein shake on the way there. Jump in the damn work truck. Leave my car a mess. My car is messier than I've ever seen in my life. It's terrible. I wake up every morning in a bad mood. Car smells like a fart. Okay, you know how bad that is? You know how depressing that is? You know I'm pissed off you wake up in the morning, you see a protein cup from the day before, and it smells like a fart in your car? That shit don't feel good. You don't want to be waking up to fart every morning. It's not life, baby. You can't be successful with smelling fucking fart. Okay? I don't know. I always start fucking up like right before my birthday. And then on my birthday, every year, I, like, cry. I just take, like, an hour to myself, drive into the gym or something, and I cry. I don't tell people that. But I do it. I really don't know why. I'll be honest with you. I'm living another year of my life. I'm growing up. I try to reflect on it. And, you know, I'm not where I want to be. I don't feel like I'm making steps towards it. Steps toward what I want to do. I feel like I'm not making moves and I'm not doing the best at the moves that I am making. That's how I feel. And it's a hard feeling to deal with. So I deal with it. But I gotta stop even saying that. I just gotta keep doing it. You know, the thing is, I wanna do it on my own. I don't like to talk about it with people that I know, because they keep bringing it up every time I see them. Bringing it up. But that's what good friends are for, let's be honest with you. If it's pissing you off and they're annoying you, that's because they're good friends. That's why I kind of don't bring it up. But maybe that's why I do bring it up. In here. I don't know, man. But let's see how everything else gets moving. So I didn't do any of my other podcasts that I wanted to do. I kind of want to delete the other podcast of my plans about the before podcast and the other podcast and the goals and the life. I haven't been doing nothing. What's up, everybody? It's your boy. That's how I feel right now. Because that's all I got to say. That's all I got. I am right now out of competition. I am 10 weeks out. Does it keep recording? Yeah, it keeps recording. Hold on, I want to go on my countdown for y'all peoples. I want to let you guys know exactly how much I'm out. Roughly 9 weeks and 3 days. If I stay on point to where I'm supposed to be, I am 9 weeks and 3 days from competition. So, if I stay on point, I am 9 weeks out. But it has the potential to be 10, 11, or 12. 10, 11, 12, or 13. So, I'm either between 9 weeks and 12 weeks out right now. Okay? I'm dropping weight. Not gonna lie. Every day is a record low. I'm just getting lower every single day. I think I dipped under 210 today because I had a low carb day yesterday, which sucked because I finished my carbs at 11:30 because I wanted Blaze pizza. And I ate everything right. I didn't have really that much cheese. I got Parmesan cheese, the powdered Parmesan on my pizza instead of the other cheeses. It's really depressing, and the crust is really thin there. So I had that, and then I had a little bit of lemonade. It was all, I measured everything because I took it home. So I measured, cut everything the best I could. And so the half a cup of lemonade had like, I think it was like 25 grams of sugar. So that's 25 grams of carbs right there. And then the pizza had 50 something. And then what else did I have? I had my oatmeal. I had ceviche. With my ceviche, what did I eat? I think I had sweet potato. And I think that was it. I finished all that before like 2. And then the rest of the day, I kind of just had some meat and veggies. For dinner, I had a giant bowl of lean sirloin and onions and lime. It was amazing. I had one big plan I want to say on the podcast, and I want to just put it out into the universe. I'm not a big believer in that, but I kind of am. I want to put this out into the universe. One big plan I have for this podcast, and I've said it a million times, is I want to get a few people on here, a few friends on here, because they're interesting people. And if they're not, we can all talk to ourselves and listen to it. It'll be fun, guys. Hope I didn't bore you that much. So, I know I keep saying it, but as much as I'm fucking up, I am not fucking up on what is my main goals. Right now in my life, my main priority is not the smartest thing. And it's embarrassing to say, but my main priority is that competition. And I am not fucking up nothing for that competition. I do construction, and I'm working my ass off in that gym. So you got no damn excuses. I'm waking up every day at 6 o'clock. That's late. I'm mad at myself for waking up at 6. So no excuses about being too tired. I used to do it when I worked 18 hours. No excuses about the gym. If that's your goal, go exercise. Okay? If you want to get swole, go to the gym. You got no excuses. If you want to lose weight, walk. Do cardio. Get a gym membership for the treadmill. I don't care. Do what you got to do. No excuses. Main comments I'd be seeing sometimes is like, damn, he's only in good shape like that because he doesn't work. Bitch, what do you work? If you work anywhere between 40 and 60 hours, you have no excuse. A week. You have no excuse. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you have kids. Wake up an hour earlier. That's rude to say, I apologize. But sometimes you need the hard truth. Some people need to get babied. Some, it works in the beginning, but a lot of people need that hard, that rough and tough. Personally, I like, amongst my friends, I like to motivate my friends. I like to be that, that, you know, soft guy, whatever. But I also have a very tough side to me when I coach. The people I do coach, I can be very tough. And I have more fun being that guy. Because I hate babying people. I hate it. I hate to get babied. You need it sometimes. Because life's hard. But listen. Listen, guys. For real. If it's exercise and you're that you're trying to work on, there's really no excuse. Okay? You sleep when you die. If and the, what I mean by that is if you're sleeping 8 hours, then sleep 7. If you're sleeping 6, sleep 5.5. Half an hour is nothing, man. There's a balance. Do it 3 times a week. You're off Saturday and Sunday. Go to the gym for half an hour. You know, do something, guys. Do something. If it's diet, make little choices. Instead of getting Coke, get water. And I know that's hard. That's hard. But just get water. You'll feel good after. Carry a bottle of water with lemon in it. Go buy a meal. It's like a little syrup you put in your water. 0 calories, 0 sugar, 0 everything. Put that shit in your water. Do just little choices this week. So you guys don't burn yourselves out. Okay? Small things. Go to the gym. Don't skip a set. Go do legs. Don't let your ego control your lifts. Lower that weight and do it right. Okay. Watch YouTube videos about how to do it right. Work on your form. Don't even watch YouTube videos. You can read articles about exactly what you need to feel. Work on that mind to muscle. Every negative set is 3 seconds. Every positive is 2 to 3 seconds going up. Work on that mind to muscle. One thing I did in the gym that sucked, but I did it, was when I was lifting a lot, I was a lot smaller. I was a lot lighter, but I was lifting a lot. I was lifting a little less than I'm lifting now, and I'm the strongest I've ever been in my life. But what I did was I cut all my weight in half, and I slowed everything down. Everything I did 12 reps, no, regardless, I don't care. 12 reps, I did 3 seconds, one, not seconds, 3 count. I did 1, 2, 3, hold for half a second, and then you flex that muscle as hard as you can. 1, 2, flex that fucking muscle. If you can't flex that muscle, you go down in weight. Okay, you do not deserve to lift heavy until you do that. If you are a bodybuilder, if your goals are powerlifting, that's a different story. But most of us just want a good body. Okay? You do not get a good body only by lifting heavy. There comes time for that. But that's not where you put in the work. Where you put in that work, so you slow it down, you flex mind to muscle. Close your eyes and learn to flex your muscles. If you can't stand up and move every single muscle in your body, like, as you call on it, close your eyes and try to move your bicep. Close your eyes and try to move one of your lats, one of your shoulders, one of your butt cheeks, one of your quads, your hamstrings, both sides, your chest, your abs. You should be able to do that. If you can't do that, learn to feel that muscle. Stretch that muscle. Stretch it. Look up stretches. Look, just all you have to do. Okay, my abs. You know, even if you're fat, you have abs. It's under there. You don't turn fat to muscle. Your muscle is there. It's your fat is over it. Okay? You have abs. If you want to feel that in your stomach, you want to burn stomach fat, it's obvious, first of all, it's a diet. Let's be real. It's 100% diet. I know people that have lost 100 pounds and without exercising a day in their life. Just diet. Okay? But if you're at the point where you're doing your diet and you want to, you know, help belly fat move a little bit, stretch your abs. Learn to stretch your abs and feel that muscle's there. Okay? You should always be doing cardio, bulking, or cutting. I don't care who you are. You are, even Mr. Olympia does it. I don't care who you are. You walk 5 minutes in the treadmill if you're bulking. Okay? Walk. Your heart is a muscle. Don't sleep on it. 5 minutes. 5 minutes extra you have to stay in the gym. Okay? If you have a problem exercising and you're home, before you go to sleep, just 5 minutes to walk something in the house. Walk up and down the stairs 2 times. Just make it 5 minutes. Just walk 5 minutes. And go in the kitchen and walk in a circle 5 minutes. Anything, guys. Anything. Just start. It doesn't matter what it is. An embarrassing fact about me, I've never finished a book in my entire life. So what I've been doing lately is I've been reading 2 minutes. 2 minutes. I started at five, but I realized I still wasn't doing it. It's not that it was hard. I just wasn't doing it. So I've been doing it 2 minutes. I read anything for 2 minutes. That's all you have to do. You know, I'm not the smartest guy, so reading's difficult for me. I was never a strong reader. But that's one of my goals. So two minutes. Maybe one day I'll finish a book. So that's all it takes, guys. 2 minutes. 1 minute. If you want to meditate and you're not going to get around to it, while you're in the shower. While you're in the shower, you can meditate for 30 seconds. You close your eyes, focus on your breath. There's nothing special about meditating. All you do is you close your eyes and focus on breathing in and breathing out. Focus on where the breath is coming from in your body, and you focus on that. Anytime your mind wanders, don't fight it. Let the mind wander, but bring your focus to your breath, if that makes sense. If you're thinking about bills, just let your brain go secondary on bills, and you just breath. Count it if you have to. I used to count my breaths up to 10, and I'd start over. So I go in 1, out 2, in 3, up to 10, I'd start over. Every time my mind would wander, I go back to the numbers. It's small things like that. You don't have to be a guru at everything. You don't have to be a pro at everything. The best people are amateurs at a few things, but your overall sense of well-being is better. Just because if you tomorrow wake up and you meditate 1 minute, read 1 minute, exercise 5 minutes, okay, you turned, instead of having a Coke when you went out with your friends at the restaurant, you had a water. You don't have to tell nobody that day, but you won. That day you won. You should feel good about yourself. I don't care who you are. Don't blab about it to nobody. Just to yourself. You tell yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror that day and say, you did it. I had a little victory. We all need victories. Life just goes. Life goes. If you stop and think about yourself sometimes, like how that your age, that time went by. I didn't explain that right, but you know what I mean. That every day, if you're 16, 16 years passed. You're 25, 25 years you lived. Okay, 40, 50, 60, whatever it is. Everybody, you go out today and you win in something. Okay? Want everybody to have a great day? Have a great week. I love you. Peace.